Drive Spot with Gatos and Chad. Brought to you by Parker & Sons Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
And it's called Five Spot. We ask you a question about something pertinent, some news of the day that is going on. 277-5827. Today, if you fly a lot, we're asking you to give us a buzz because we got a question we're going to ask you. Okay. 277-5827. Bruce St. James in for Monsieur Gatos. I said Monsieur because we... Derek in Glendale, you fly a lot, am I correct?
Yeah, I would say I fly a lot.
Okay. All right, Derek, so you're on an airplane, you're getting ready to take off, and you look outside, you see a guy in a vest, and he is taping up your airplane wing. How do you feel about that?
I've never liked flying to begin with, and I do it a lot, so that would make me ultra nervous, but at the end of the day, I'd still ride it out.
All right. See, look at that. He's going with fate. Appreciate that, Mike. You know, and Mesa.
That's horrible. If you already don't like flying and you have to fly a lot, like that's miserable.
That is miserable. Okay. That is horrible. Sorry. Mike in Mesa. Yeah, how much do you fly, Mike?
Once a week or so.
How much?
About once a week.
Wow. Once a week.
Where are you headed to? You just all over? You go to one specific place?
That's split kind of evenly between Washington, D.C. and California.
Well, look at you there. You sound like some sort of politician guy or somebody who works with politicians.
I fly that Phoenix to DCA route a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Now, if you were getting on a plane, and you've probably flown enough, you've seen some stuff. We were talking about some of the stuff we've seen. And somebody's taping up a portion of the wing. How's that make you feel?
Because it's happened before. I view it the same way I do people wearing pajamas on the plane or screaming kids. I ask for another drink, shrug my shoulders, and do what everybody else does, and pray we get there.
Why do they wear pajamas? Why do people wear pajamas on airplanes?
Be comfortable.
I don't care.
I appreciate your call, my man. It's about comfort. All right, I'm about comfort.
We are in public.
I don't get that. Like, the only time you should wear pajamas in public is if you're a child.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, like I'll give you kid. That. Or it is one of those high school things where, or kids, you know, it's pajama day, something like that.
Yeah. But we don't have pajama day on the airplane.
No. Well, anyway. Some people do. Some people do. We're in Five Spot, 277-5827. We're asking you questions about flying, if you're flying a lot. Jeff in Phoenix, how much do you fly?
Twice a week.
Twice a week, man.
Now, business or pleasure?
No, business. I have a 12-state territory. I run a construction company. I run operations for a 12-state territory.
Wow, okay. You sound really busy. I like the fact that you're paying attention to our show. That's really wacky.
Thanks for spending the time to call.
You see somebody taping up your private airplane. You feel a little nervous?
Depends on where the tape's going. If it's going on one of the flaps, I'm getting off the plane. If it's just somewhere on the wing, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah, but if they're taping the flaps up.
The flaps, I appreciate
those are important.
That's the big thing. Appreciate about that, Jeff. That's the big thing right there, the flaps. If they're taping the flaps on,
that's no bueno.
That is no bueno.
You're like, I'm going to get off this flight.
Yeah, I don't think this thing is going where we think it's going to go. So we're asked that because Spirit Airlines, somebody's viewing and doing TikTok out the window. There's a guy in one of those glowy red green vests who's taping up a portion.
Just taping up the wing.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't know if they should do that. I feel a little nervous. Totally understandable.
I had somebody freak out on a plane. Can I give you my...
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, when we're on the ground in Arizona in the summertime, they hook up the air conditioning, like the ground AC, or else the plane would be 130 degrees. It's a metal tube, for God's sakes, right? Well, you know, there's a... you get some of the little condensation, little wisps of like, you know, cold air. And the lady next to me said... She looks up and sees little wisps, and she goes, the plane's on fire! And I just ducked, because I thought there was going to be, like, bedlam. Yeah, and literally, they come running down there. It's not fire, it's air conditioning, lady, slow down! She yelled, the plane's on fire.
Can't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
You cannot.
I just ducked. I already know it's air conditioning, and I'm not getting off, and these people can kill each other in a stampede.
You're in the air already, or no?
No, we were sitting on the ground.
See, that's the thing, because if you're in the air, you're like, all right, well, we can explain it to her. On the ground, people freak out.
They freaked out.
We got to get everybody off the airplane.
No, I'm not getting off. I'm out of here.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the time that Bruce St. James is dragged off an airplane.
You just need to fly with me more often.
All right, let's do it. All right, we're going. We got a lot of places to go, and he's going all over the place.
I
got
to say, shout out to my American pilot. I have a pilot.
Of course you do.
Shout out to Mike. And Mike is one of my pilots.
One of your pilots. So one of my American Airlines pilots.
I befriended a pilot.
That was me in England. I befriended a British Airways pilot who was to live next door to me. And he, when he would fly to America and go to L.A., and I was going to L.A., we'd do it together. And
you
he
plan on it.
This was pre-9/11. He let me ride in the cockpit.
Shut the front door.
It was so awesome.
I'm a little jealous.
It is so. And the buzzers. And by the way, I was telling everybody, the closer you are to the front, not as many turbulence. you hit the mountain quicker, but still.
As a little kid, they used to give us little wings.
Little wings.
I don't think they even do that anymore.
They don't. They don't. That's been a lot of changes. You're lucky you get peanuts.